I know Secretary Shultz told me of your bold and far-sighted idea on protectionism, and I'll look forward to talking with you about that with regard to the Williamsburg Summit coming up. And we'll see how it can develop in practice, because it sounds good.
Well, I think that after the failure of the GATT meetings, there's only one hope for all of us now, and that's the United States.
Well, I hope we can live up to that.
I'm sure that'll happen. There's going to be a very sad decade if the protectionist tendencies that have burst out over the last couple of years do in fact go unchecked, I think.
We've got to stop them. We really do. I'm optimistic, you said, about us and what we did up here. I just, maybe I'm, well, everybody tells me I'm an optimist, but I'll tell you, every sign that we're getting up here indicates that our recession is on the upturn. Housing, the building of houses was one of the big things that created a large part of our recession. Well, housing right now is up 66% new house starts over last year. And there are other figures that are comparable, so we think that if we can turn our economy around here, it will have a worldwide effect.
Well, I'm sure it will, and I know that you're working to achieve that, and I hope very much that you're successful.
Yeah.
I think we've all had some difficulties, but the one thing that would help all of us is if there could be freer trade so that people who can do things best can get the benefit of it.
You're absolutely right, and we've had a number of meetings and made some gains, but not what we would like to make with our European neighbors over there. And of course, Japan continues with some of its restrictions to be a problem, but I'll be meeting very shortly with Prime Minister Nakasone, and I'm going to take that matter up with him, too. And
well,
free trade and fair trade, that's what we've got to have.